I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Park City man has been arrested and is accused of giving his teen co-worker edibles. She later had a seizure. Summit County Sheriff's Office says they also found a lot more drugs in the man's house. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, the old airport and hotel has been purchased and turned into an affordable apartment unit for people 55 and up and veterans. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky.
The worst slowdowns we have are going to be southbound I-15, leaving Spanish Fork on the way to Santaquin. Also, scanner chatter calling out a crash involving possibly three vehicles, possibly blocking traffic, California Avenue at Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers in the morning, sunshine most of the day, though around 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And only 41 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
A Georgia jury convicted three white men of murder in the death of Ahmaud Arbery almost 2 years after the black man was chased down and shot to death while out for a Sunday jog. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We got a lot more battles to fight, but this was an important battle today.
Yes. Defense attorney Kevin Goff says his client, William Bryan, will appeal.
I'm disappointed, and I know Roddy is crushed, and his family are crushed.
Sentencing hearing to be scheduled. Some Americans are running into crowded airports this day before Thanksgiving. At Philadelphia International, airport spokesperson Heather Redfern says it's why flyers need to arrive early.
It's usually 2 hours domestic, 3 hours international, but we're saying 3 hours because there's so many more people flying.
Sunday is expected to be the busiest travel day of the year. Growing the number of Southern Californians who may have no electricity on Thanksgiving to prevent wildfires during hot, dry Santa Ana winds. A mixed close today on Wall Street. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The family of Ahmaud Arbery says justice has been served today as the jury found the three men who chased and shot Arbery guilty of murder. Earlier today, I spoke with Utah defense attorney Greg Skordas. He says this was not an easy case for the prosecution.
I think that the fact that the trial took some period of time and that the jury deliberations took a great period of time, and that it wasn't every single thing that the government requested, makes me think that this jury was careful. They considered the evidence very closely. They considered the relative culpability of the three defendants and found sort of a little bit different verdicts on each one. And so I think the verdict makes a lot of sense in terms of the evidence that was presented and the facts as we know the case.
So describe for us the difference between these felony murder charges and malice murder charges.
So felony murder is sort of a weird animal, which basically says if you're in the commission of a felony, you're committing a felony, and during the course of that, a homicide takes place. Let's say you're doing an armed robbery or a sex assault or something like that, and during the course of that, the victim dies. That's what we call felony murder. It doesn't necessarily require that the actor intended to commit the murder. But the malice murder is more of a charge. And this is, of course, directed to the person that actually caused the death, to his intent, his malice, if you will, his misconduct. And that's why the jury found him guilty of that additional count. But the other two were convicted of the felony murder just for the fact that they were along for the ride and committing the felony all at the same time.
The circumstances surrounding this case were very different from many other cases. Were there any big surprises for you here, or how do the circumstances make this case different?
Well, Well, there were three individuals, and one sort of got out of the truck and engaged the victim and caused the death. One was sort of videotaping the thing. The other was the driver. They all had different roles. But the jury found that they acted in concert, that they worked together, that whatever happened, whatever the result was, they were all culpable of that. I think it was a difficult case for the state. I really do think that it was not an easy verdict, but they obviously did a very good job. The jury didn't believe the defendant's version and that it sort of became a self-defense issue at some point, or that they were protecting the community from this guy.
The defense is expected to appeal the jury's decision. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get a look at your drive. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
We still have lingering delays southbound I-15 going from just after Spanish Fork to Santaquin, and a few areas in that. Very, very slow speeds, but we're at least coming out of emergency traffic. The rest of I-15 in Utah County, both directions between the Point and Provo, wide open, looking good with no problems. Salt Lake County drivers, southbound I-15, your first spot of slowdown stretches from 4500 to 90th South, and then again between 123rd South to Bluffdale. Also some slowing eastbound I-215's belt route to join the I-15 junction in Murray. Steve?
Got a fresh crash for drivers on Redwood Road. This is at California Avenue. Meantime, northbound 15, looking pretty good from downtown Salt Lake City. A bit thick there, 23rd North up to the North Interchange. After that, it's wide open into Davis County. Then your tap of the brakes again from Ledden up to Sunset. Now, those delays are building. Plus, scattered slow and thick spots on southbound 15 between Ogden and Clearfield. And northbound 89 starting to fill in at South Weber Drive. Catch the ISU World Cup long track at the Utah Olympic Oval December 3rd through the 5th. For tickets, visit UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Enter code ISUWC2 for a discount. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The sun has come out, bumping up the temperature just a bit. Let's take a look at the seven-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
A few snow showers in the morning. Sunny most of the day, though, on the big traveling day. Temperatures top out around 40. Sunshine 45 for tomorrow, Thanksgiving. And then up to 48, partly cloudy skies on Friday. It's a little warmer for the weekend. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures top out around 50. 51 partly cloudy Monday and 52 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 43 degrees downtown.
Think of all of the events that are coming up that are just around the corner now, whether it's a big Thanksgiving dinner, a family gathering. The people at Zero Res want you to think about cleaning your carpets first. We were talking with Jake the other day on the movie show, and he said, you know, you'll be surprised how many people will call and they'll make their appointment for carpet cleaning, and they'll say, by the way, do you think I ought to move the Christmas tree? And he said he always wishes that they had called before they put the Christmas tree up. Here's the bottom line. This is the time for you to clean your carpets right now. And they have a great thing underway. I love the fact that they not only do such great work in our homes at such a great price, but they also give back to the community. And right now, $33 per room of carpets cleaned. And then if you make a donation to the technician in your home, the person that's doing all of that cleaning, for the Utah Food Bank, a non-perishable food item, they'll throw in the fourth room for free. Go to ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
Want to know when and where dangerous winter weather will affect you? Turn to the experience of the KSL weather specialists. Kevin Eubank, Grant Wayman, Brett Benson, and Kristen Van Dyke. Experienced in giving you the accurate what's up on unpredictable cold weather threats. On air, online, and on the KSL Weather app. Why trust anyone else than the KSL Weather Specialists? Download the KSL Weather app today.
Homes have cameras. Businesses have cameras. Is it time that your car had a camera?
Good thing you had a dash cam.
Yes.
There is a way to always have a witness with you. See how this affordable piece of technology is moving justice forward at warp speed.
Something that provides evidence more than just your word.
And forcing insurance companies to see things differently.
Dash cam footage doesn't lie.
Driver dash cams, facts in the footage. Tonight, live and streaming on KSL 5 News at 10.
My life was shattered by cancer, but my daughter's doesn't have to be.
Getting rid of cancer is closer than you think. Participate in our genetic study happening near you. You can help at heredagene.org.
Between the I'm fines and the
there's an opportunity to talk to your tween about their emotional well-being, especially after the past year. Get tips from Primary Children's Hospital at talktotweens.com.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural-cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit CypressCU.com.
KSL News Time 355, watching Utah's money. Quick check of the numbers today. The Dow down 9 points to end at 35,804. S&P 500 gained 10. The NASDAQ was up by 70 points. KSL News Time 356, and it's time for Cougar Tracks, and here's Mitch Harper.
For the first time since Jimmer Fredette was giving everyone a case of Jimmermania, BYU basketball is going to be playing a game in November as a nationally ranked team. 4-0 Cougars are number 18 in the latest AP poll and host winless Texas Southern tonight at the Marriott Center. Mark Pope doesn't believe his squad will be caught looking ahead to rival Utah, which awaits on Saturday.
This Texas Southern team is really good. You know, like Cleveland State, they are a championship team. They won their conference tournament, and then won a game in the NCAA tournament last year with essentially the whole crew back. They are a championship pedigree team.
Number 18, BYU versus Texas Southern, tips off tonight at 7 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 6 here on KSL. We'll have online coverage from the Marriott Center on the KSL Sports app. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.